Gita Madhurya, Chapter 1. The Pandavas spent 12 years in exile and stayed for 1 year in an unknown place, not to be recognized by anyone. After the expiry of this period, they demanded half the kingdom as was promised to them. But Duryodhan did not agree to give even as much land as a pinpoint without the battle. Therefore, the Pandavas, with the consent of their mother Kunti, accepted the challenge. Thus, both the Kauravas and the Pandavas decided to fight and started preparations for it. Sage Vyasa had great affection for Dhritarashtra. So the sage said to him, "The battle and the destruction of Kshatriyas is inevitable. It cannot be avoided. If you want to see the scene of the battle, I can endow you with intuitive vision so that you may see the scene from here." Dhritarashtra said, "I have been blind throughout my life, so now I don't want to see the massacre of my family, but I want to have true knowledge of the events of the war front." Then Sage Vyasa said, "I bestow on Sanjay this faculty of intuitive knowledge so that he may know, hear and see all the events of the war front and relate them to you." Saying so, Sage Vyasa bestowed on Sanjay this faculty of intuitive knowledge. At that time, both the armies were stationed on the war front of Kurukshetra to wage the war. Now the question arises, why Lord Krishna preached the gospel of the Gita to Arjun at the time when both the armies were prepared to wage the war? The answer is that Lord Krishna preached him the gospel to do away with his grief. Under what circumstances was Arjuna grieved? When Arjun saw his kinsmen on both the sides and thought that they would be massacred, he was overpowered by infatuation and was grieved. Why did Arjun see his kinsmen on both the sides? Lord Krishna placed the chariot between the two armies and told Arjun to behold the war-minded Kurus. Then Arjun saw his kinsmen. Why did Lord Krishna tell him to behold the Kurus in both the armies? He said so because Arjun had already said, "O Achyut, place my chariot between the two armies so that I may observe the war-minded warriors with whom I have to wage the war." Why did Arjun say so? Arjun heard the sound of the trumpets and drums and was filled with enthusiasm, so he requested Lord Krishna to place the chariot between the two armies. Why did the conchs blare forth? When the field marshal Bhishma of the Kaurav army, roaring like a lion, blew his conch, the drums of both the parties blared forth. Why did Bhishma blow his conch? He blew his conch to please Duryodhan. Why was Duryodhan displeased? Duryodhan, approaching his preceptor Drona, said, "Behold the army of the sons of Pandu arrayed for battle against you. You love them, but they have made Drishtadyumna the general of their army, who is born to kill you." But Drona was not tricked by him and he kept quiet. So Duryodhan was displeased. Why did Drona keep quiet? Drona kept quiet because he understood that Duryodhan was talking in a diplomatic way to instigate him against the Pandavas. He did not criticize his statement because it would prove disunity among them, which was not befitting on that occasion. Nor did he support him, because Duryodhan was playing trick on him and he had no fair dealing. Thus, Drona did not speak. When did Duryodhan say so and why? Duryodhan saw the army of the Pandavas properly arrayed and uttered these words to Drona to instigate him against the Pandavas. It was described by Sanjay to Dhritarashtra. When did Dhritarashtra ask the question? He asked the question when he wanted to know the details of the war from the very beginning. Why did he put the question? After the 10th day of the battle, Sanjay gave a surprising news that Bhishma, the grandfather of the Kauravas and the Pandavas, the son of Shantanu, the chief warrior and the best archer, was badly injured and was lying on a bed of arrows. Dhritarashtra was shocked and began to lament for him. Then he asked Sanjay to relate to him all the details of the battle. He said, "O Sanjay, assembled on the holy field of Kurukshetra, eager to fight, what did my sons and the sons of Pandu do?" Sanjay replied, "Seeing the army of the Pandavas arrayed properly, Duryodhan went to Dronacharya and after approaching him, he spoke, 'Behold, O Master, the mighty army of the sons of Pandu arrayed for the battle by your talented pupil named Drishtadyumna, the son of Drupad.'" Dronacharya says, "Whom should I see in the Pandav army, Duryodhan?" Duryodhan says, "Here in this army are heroes equal in military prowess to Bhima and mighty archers like Arjun, such as Satyaki, Virat, the great chariot warrior Drupad, Drishtaketu, Chekitan, the valiant king of Kashi, Purujit, Kunti Bhoj and Shaibya, Yudhamanyu, valiant Uttamoja, Abhimanyu, son of Subhadra, and the five sons of Draupadi, all being great chariot warriors." Dronacharya said, "O Duryodhan, you have mentioned the names of the warriors of the Pandav army, but who are the warriors of our army?" Duryodhan says, "O best of the twice born, pay attention to all those who are the principal warriors on our side. You, Dronacharya, Bhishma, Karna, Kripa, who is ever victorious in battle, Ashwatthama, Vikarna, and Somdatt's son, Bhurishava. There are also many other heroes equipped with various weapons and missiles, well trained in warfare, who have staked their lives for me." Dhritarashtra says, "O Sanjay, after telling the names of the chief warriors, what did Duryodhan think?" Sanjay says, "He thought that their army, protected by Bhishma, was easy to conquer, while that of the Pandavas, guarded by Bhima, was unconquerable." Dhritarashtra says, "What did he do after thinking so, Sanjay?" Sanjay says, "After thinking so, he said to all the warriors, 'Now all of you remain stationed in your respective positions on all fronts and guard Bhishma carefully on all sides.'" Dhritarashtra says, "Sanjay, what did Bhishma do after hearing this statement of his protection?" Sanjay says, "In order to cheer up Duryodhan, Bhishma roared terribly like a lion and blew his conch very loudly." Dhritarashtra says, "What happened after this?" Sanjay says, "Bhishma had blown the conch to cheer up Duryodhan, but the Kaurav army took it as an indication that the war was declared. Therefore, the Kaurav army's conchs, kettle drums, tabors, drums and trumpets blared forth all at once, and their noise was tumultuous. Dhritarashtra said, "What happened after it, Sanjay?" Sanjay said, "After hearing the noise of their musical instruments, the Pandav army's musical instruments should have blared forth, but their army did not get any command. Then, seated in a glorious chariot drawn by white horses, Lord Krishna, as well as Arjun, very loudly blew their celestial conchs, Panchajanya and Devdatt respectively. After that, Bhima blew his mighty conch Pondra, Yudhishthira blew his conch Anantavijay, while Nakul and Sahadev blew Sughosh and Manipushpak respectively." Dhritarashtra said, "After that, who blew the conchs, Sanjay?" Sanjay said, "O king, the king of Kashi, the excellent archer Shikhandi, the great chariot warrior Drishtadyumna, Virata, invincible Satyaki, King Drupad, the five sons of Draupadi, and the mighty armed Abhimanyu, son of Subhadra, all these great chariot warriors blew their conchs." Dhritarashtra said, "What was the result of the sound of these conchs?" Sanjay said, "That terrible sound, echoing through the sky and the earth, rent the hearts of the Kauravas, who had usurped the kingdom by foul means." Dhritarashtra said, "What did the Pandavas do after the conchs were blown from both the sides?" Sanjay said, "O king, after the conchs were blown, at the time of the beginning of the war, seeing your relatives Kauravas arrayed against him, Arjun, whose ensign badge is Hanuman, took up his bow and spoke the following words to eminent Lord Krishna. O Achyut." Achyut means he who does not deviate from his divine nature. Arjun said, "O Achyut, place my chariot between the two armies." Lord Krishna said, "Why, Arjun?" Arjun says, "I want to behold these warriors drawn for battle with whom I have to engage myself in this fight and who are the well-wishers of Duryodhan." Dhritarashtra says, "Hearing the words of Arjun, what did Lord Krishna do, Sanjay?" Sanjay replied, "O king, thus requested by Arjun, the conqueror of sleep, Lord Krishna placed the chariot between the two armies in front of Bhishma, Drona and all the kings and asked him to behold those Kauravas assembled there." Dhritarashtra said, "What happened then?" Sanjay said, "Arjun saw stationed therein both the armies, his uncles, grandfathers, teachers, maternal uncles, brothers and cousins, sons and grandsons, friends, father-in-law, well-wishers and kinsmen. Arjun was then possessed by extreme compassion and felt very sad and said." Dhritarashtra says, "What did Arjun say, Sanjay?" Sanjay says, "Arjun said, O Krishna, at the sight of these kinsmen thus arrayed, longing for war, my limbs give way, my mouth is parched, my body quivers, my hair stands on end, the bow Gandiv slips from my hand, my skin burns all over, my mind is reeling, and I am not even able to stand." Lord Krishna says, "Besides this, what do you see, Arjun?" Arjun said, "O Keshav, I see the omens also inauspicious, nor do I see any good in killing my kith and kin in battle." Lord Krishna said, "How will you get kingdom without killing them?" Arjun said, "I covet neither victory nor kingdom nor pleasure because what use to us is victory or kingdom or pleasure? Lord Krishna said, why don't you want victory, etc.? Arjun said, those for whose sake we covet kingdom, enjoyments and pleasures are arrayed here on the battlefield, staking their lives and riches. Lord Krishna asked, who are they, Arjun? Arjun replied, they are teachers, uncles, sons and granduncles, maternal uncles, fathers-in-law, grandsons, brothers-in-law, and many other relatives. Lord Krishna asked, what will you do if they are prepared to kill you? Arjun replied, though they may kill me, I don't want to kill them, O Madhusudan, even for the sovereignty of the three worlds. How then for the earth? Lord Krishna said, O brother, don't you want to derive the joy after getting kingdom? Arjun replied, O Janardan, what joy can we derive by slaying Dhritarashtra's relatives, who are also our relatives? Sin only will accrue to us by slaying these desperados. Therefore, O Madhav, we don't want to kill these kinsmen. How can we, by killing our kinsmen, be happy? Lord Krishna said, they are prepared to kill you. Why are you recoiling from the war? Arjun said, O sir, these people, with minds blinded by greed, don't perceive the evil of destruction of one's own race and the sin accruing from enmity towards friends. But we, who see clearly the sin involved in the destruction of the family, should at least turn away from this crime. Lord Krishna said, what is the result of the destruction of a family? Arjun replied, with the destruction of a family, age-long family traditions disappear. Lord Krishna said, what happens when the age-long family traditions disappear? Arjun replied, when the age-long traditions disappear, sin takes hold of the entire family. Lord Krishna said, what happens when sin takes hold of the entire family? Arjun replied, with the growth of sin, the women of the family become corrupt. Lord Krishna asked, what happens when the women become unchaste? Arjun replied, when they become unchaste, there ensues an intermixture of castes. Lord Krishna asked, what happens when there is an intermixture of castes? Arjun replied, intermixture of castes leads the destroyers of the race as well as the race itself to hell. Deprived of the offerings of lumps of rice and water, the manes of their race also fall. By this intermixure, the age-long caste traditions and family customs of the destroyers of the race get extinct. Lord Krishna asked, what happens to the men whose caste traditions and family customs get extinct? Arjun replied, O Janardan, we have heard that such men have to dwell in hells for an indefinite period of time. Lord Krishna asked, when you already know the consequences of the battle, why are you prepared for it? Arjun replied, it is indeed a matter of great surprise and sorrow that goaded by the greed of a kingdom and pleasure, we are intent on killing our kinsmen. Lord Krishna asked, now what do you want to do? Arjun replied, I shall be unarmed and unresisting in the battle, in spite of the fact that the sons of Dhritarashtra, armed with weapons, should kill me. That would indeed be better for me. Dhritarashtra asked, what did Arjun do after saying so, Sanjay? Sanjay replied, abandoning his bow and arrows, Arjun, overwhelmed with sorrow, sat on the seat of his chariot. End of chapter 1.